Okay, let's dive into this. You've shared some interesting source material with us, excerpts from a publication focusing on content and digital marketing.
Mm-hmm. And what really jumps out, I think, is that specific headline they highlighted.
Oh, absolutely. The growing role of humor in supplement ads. And it even calls it a universal trend. That's quite a claim for supplements, isn't it?
It really is. It feels a bit unexpected. It suggests, you know, maybe a move away from that very serious clinical tone we often see.
Right. Towards something, I guess, more relatable, trying to connect more.
Exactly. The source seems to be arguing humor is becoming like a key tool now, maybe even essential.
Yeah, trying to cut through the noise or perhaps build trust in a different way. But,
yeah,
you know, looking at the other things you shared from the source, it wasn't just about humor.
No, not at all. It listed quite a range of topics, things like best hosting for multiple domain support, pretty technical stuff.
And how to create SEO-friendly product descriptions. Standard digital marketing topics, sure, but then also...
Also strategies like the growing role of micro-influencers in video. That's interesting.
And diving into specific platforms like how to leverage Reddit for supplement engagement, even getting into local communities and SEO with AI.
Right. So when you put all those pieces together, this source is sketching out a pretty complex picture of what's happening online right now.
So our mission here really is to unpack what stands out when you combine all these topics you sent over. What does it all tell you about the trends?
Okay, so let's maybe circle back to that humor point first, the universal trend thing. Why do you think that's gaining traction now, especially in supplements?
Well, if we connect it to the other topics mentioned, like the crowded online space.
Yeah, exactly. The source seems to hint that just having good SEO or, you know, just the facts isn't quite enough anymore. It's so saturated.
So humor becomes a way to, what, be more human? Stand out.
I think so. Build that rapport faster. Make a brand feel maybe less corporate, more approachable.
That makes a lot of sense. And it links up nicely with that other point about micro-influencers, doesn't it?
How so?
Well, micro-influencers, they often rely on personality, right? Authenticity. And humor can definitely be a big part of that connection.
Ah, good point. Very true. And then you look at something like the Reddit topic.
Right. Engaging on Reddit, especially in specific communities like the source mentions for local SEO, you can't just barge in with ads.
No, definitely not. You need to understand the culture, participate authentically. Humor, being relevant, that's crucial there. It's about fitting in, you know?
So it sounds like this source isn't just throwing out random tips. By putting humor next to things like hosting specs, AI-driven SEO, influencers, Reddit, suggesting something bigger.
Yeah, like maybe successful digital marketing today is, well, it's going to be multidisciplinary. You need different skills.
So the question becomes, how do marketers actually do that? How do you blend the techie stuff, the SEO, the hosting, with the creative, like humor, and the community engagement side?
That's the challenge, isn't it? It implies you need like a strong technical base and that ability to connect authentically, to be funny, to work with influencers.
It seems like the source is saying you need to speak multiple digital languages, technical, creative, community, even for a niche like supplements. It's not just one thing anymore.
Yeah, it suggests the future demands both that analytical side for the technical marketing and that creative human side for the actual connection.
Okay, so wrapping this up. Looking back at the source material you provided, the most striking headline observation is definitely this idea of humor becoming a major, maybe even universal tactic in supplement ads.
Right. But as we've sort of teased out by looking at the other topics listed, the micro-influencers, Reddit, SEO, AI, the source seems to frame that humor trend as just one part of a bigger shift.
A shift in how brands, especially in niche areas, need to connect online.
Exactly. It's about using this blend of creative approaches, solid technical work, and really understanding specific online platforms and communities.
So moving towards strategies that feel more, I don't know, dynamic, more aware of where people actually are online and how they interact.
Finding different ways to resonate, basically, to stand out in what's a really noisy, constantly changing environment.
Okay, so here's a final thought for you to chew on based on all this. When you see a source covering this whole range from a very specific tactic like humor in one niche, all the way to broad tech like AI and SEO, how might these specific shifts signal bigger undercurrents, deeper changes in the whole digital landscape?
Yeah, and what does that mean for how you should be thinking about your own online content, your own engagement strategies?
Lots to consider there. It's a fascinating mix of topics.
It really is. Thanks for bringing the source material to us for the deep dive.